Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Bengal Tiger Podcast. I am Billy Embody. Thank you for joining us. And I'm happy to be joined by one of LSU's 2023 commits, Mack Markaway, four-star tight end out of St. Louis DeSmet. Mack, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Another summer day. You've been one of the leaders of this class from the get-go, but we've got to go back to kind of your recruiting process and see really kind of how you got here. What's it been like being one of the top tight ends in the country and being one of those guys that been on the radar for a while, and then you finally get to, you know, come to a decision like this?
Honestly, just being one of the top tight ends is an honor for sure, like the recognition and all that. But at the end of the day, like, you fit, anyone has a system they fit. I fit LSU system perfectly, in my opinion. That's what Coach Kelly was saying. So, I mean, there's people who are going to anywhere. Everyone's got a different fit for a tight end because they're so versatile. But I like my game to be like all around. I pride myself in that, being an all around tight end, catch it, block, pull, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it perfectly. But the recruiting process, I mean, this is a simple choice for me. Like, when we visited Notre Dame, I wasn't a huge fan of, like, Notre Dame itself, but I loved Coach Kelly. Like, he was my favorite head coach I met. And then also when we went to LSU with Ogeron, LSU, like, when we got there, it felt like home just automatically. So when they both combined, it was kind of a no-brainer for me to just say, all right, let's pull the trigger.
And you know, what is the process like when you've got programs like, you know, Florida, Iowa? You know, you had an offer from Ohio State. You've got offers from all over. What's it like with those programs that are kind of pulling at you, and how do you balance it all?
Honestly, they're all great programs, every one of them. It's a blessing to have them all. But at the end of the day, it really comes to, like, feel. Can you see yourself playing here? Do you feel comfortable talking to a coach, even in a meeting? If it's your first time meeting them, do you feel comfortable talking to them? Do you know the system well? Do you know if that'll fit the way you play the game? And also, do you think they'll be able to take your talents to the next level, basically?
And yeah, you mentioned, you know, using your skill set and things like that. You've gotten a chance to know Mike Denbrock. You know what Brian Kelly likes to do with his tight ends. What expand on that for us? What do they like to do that really felt, you know, right for you to commit and pick that spot?
They do it like an NFL tight end. They use them everywhere, like watching Michael Mayer, Cole Kmet, all the greats that came out of Notre Dame. And shoot, even the Cincinnati tight ends from Coach Denbrock, I mean, they all play the same. They're all players who can not have – they don't have to come off the field. That's what I pride myself into. I don't want to have to come off the field, have to make a personnel change. I want them to be like, okay, Mac, flex out. Okay, Mac, put your hand in the dirt. Do whatever you need me to do. And they do that at a high level. It's very, like, NFL-like, which I like. It's kind of – basically, I don't know. It's just like a lot of NFL teams like that nowadays, where the tight end can do whatever they need them to do. And LSU does that perfectly with Mike Denbrock and, I mean, Coach Kelly. It's gonna be a movie for sure down there.
And what's it been like since you've been committed? You know, how do you continue to build the relationships? Where do you go once you commit, if that makes sense?
Yeah, for sure. Once you commit, it's really on to recruiting. I'm trying to recruit a lot of great players in our class and class below us. Just Christian Gray, who goes to my school. I mean, there's a ton of other names I can name. But, yeah, it's really just comes to that. And then it's just connection, just talking about football. We're not in the recruiting lovey-dovey stage now. It's kind of just, let's get down to business and see what we're going to do, you know. Like me and Coach Denbrock, when I took my official visit, we were looking at some plays and just what they do in the system. And, I mean, I loved it all, and it felt good because it was like he was really just coaching me at that point. So, I mean, I liked it.
And what was the official visit like? I mean, you've been on campus, I think, a couple times, and even dating back to when Coach O was still there. But what take us inside the official visit. What all did they have you do? I mean, run us through it.
It was a great experience. Like, when we first got there, they picked us up from our house in like a Tahoe, like a really nice car. And then brought us to the airport. And then when we got there, they had like a whole bunch of stuff like laid out on the bed, which was like really cool. Just, I don't know, the recognition there was like kind of nice to see. And then also, like, when we got there, we first toured the academic buildings, the business building, and then we went over to like the football operations, all that, and then kind of just hung out with the players at like in the night, and it was just fun to hang out with them. Like Makai Wingo, I used to go to school with him in high school, so we were able to connect then, and it was just a good moment. I can't wait to play there. Can't wait to be there.
And you were on campus with some big targets. What was your pitch? How do you handle being one, the only commit, I think, you know, on an official visit, but how do you handle it?
I mean, it's definitely cool. I mean, I'm definitely trying to recruit these guys. My pitch was basically what Coach Kelly is building at LSU is going to be, I mean, special. I'm calling it right now. LSU, we're going to win a national championship within the next 4 years, just what he's building and the organization that he has there. And also the coaches, every coach there is like family. I mean, it feels like there's not many SEC schools where it feels like the entire staff is like a family, you know, like even when I was at Florida, it kind of felt like that, but here it's like a whole different experience. And basically I was just saying like, I mean, to every one of them, just like the chance to win a national championship and play against the best teams in the country, play against NFL level talent every day or every week. I mean, well, really every day in practice, but I mean, yeah, it's definitely a good experience, and I feel like they should come in. That's what I was telling them the whole time.
What is your take on Brian Kelly? I mean, he's somebody that comes into LSU and, you know, for right or wrong, you know, a lot of people saying, wow, coming from Notre Dame, been a guy in the Midwest and the Northeast and makes his way down to Baton Rouge. What's he like, you know, behind the scenes, you know, once you get with him, you hang out with him, you know, we've gotten glimpses of what he's like with the players, you know, at some of these elite camps that they've had over the summer. But what are you seeing from your standpoint that stands out to you?
I mean, me and my family love talking to him. We've talked to him 4 times now, just like face to face. I mean, we love talking to him. He really, the bottom line is he just wants to win. And when he was at Notre Dame, they were getting great players, but they're not getting the SEC talent that he's going to get now. And I mean, the organization and the way he ran Notre Dame was top notch. So bring that over to LSU with the athleticism that he's going to get from every player. I mean, it's going to be very special what he can do with these kids.
Are there any players that stand out to you that you've really bonded with throughout this process that when you get there, it's going to be even easier to you know, get in there and become a part of the team?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I was hanging out with Makai Wingo, Miles Frazier, his brother, what was another name? Will Campbell. I mean, all those dudes. I mean, they're I can see them being family, you know, just brothers. I mean, we were joking around, laughing, having fun. I mean, it was just a good experience.
You know, what is, you know, this class, you know, that they're trying to bring together? You know, you've got some guys that are already on board. Seems like there's going to be some big announcements coming up, you know, in the month of July. What are you kind of seeing from this class as it's coming together? What are the trademarks that the 2023 class is going to have?
The trademarks, we're definitely getting some ballers. That's for sure. I mean, everyone that's committed so far is some straight dogs. And I mean, going over like everyone, I haven't seen a player who's been in his top three that hasn't had LSU in it. It seems like every player has had LSU in it because they're finally getting that recognition that they deserve, LSU. But like Christian Gray, I really hope he comes. He's committed July 4th. I've been recruiting him forever, it seems like. So hopefully we get him. He's a great player. I've been playing with him all my high school career. And then also, I mean, just the whole bunch of big name dudes. I mean, Samuel and Pemba, I mean, all those dudes.
And, you know, flipping over to, you know, your side, you know, going into your senior year, you've recovered from your ACL. Where are you at, you know, in your recovery and just getting ready for, you know, to go to work for your senior year?
Yeah, just preparing, just getting better every day. Preparing little things, all that. Just getting better. Get prepared.
What describe your game a little bit for some people that are out there, because you know you're big, strong, you like living in the weight room. You know, what's kind of your style as far as tight end goes?
Our style as tight end is people like Coach Denbrock is comparing me to Michael Mayer. I've been compared to a Mark Andrews. Basically, the type of guys who can do everything on the field you need to do, who can block at a high level, then also flex out in the slot, wide out. even in the 3-point stance and go for a route and really just out athlete a linebacker, out athlete a safety, whatever you need him to do, body a safety, body a corner, pull around, hit it end. I mean, basically whatever you need me to do, I'm gonna do it at a high level, and I just love doing it. It's a fun position.
What do you want to show out there as a senior? Because you know, you had COVID year, you had the injury, which has been really tough. You know, just you're in the peak of your high school career, and you know, you've unfortunately lost a lot of it. The senior year has to mean just about everything to you, right?
Yeah, we're still, I'm going to see the doctor, just seeing what his thoughts on it on my senior year. So we'll see.
Gotcha. You know, with just preparing, you know, for your college career, what are you most excited about once you get to a college campus?
Just to get to work, honestly, just start working right out of the gate. I'm already working with my cousin, Kyle Markway, who's on the Rams right now. I'm training with him almost every day he's in, and just kind of learning from him, his experiences, because he played in the SEC as well, just learning what his experiences were as a freshman and what to expect. And also my dad telling me that. So I have an idea of what to expect. So, I mean, really just get down to work, get ready for the season.
Yeah, I was going to say and bring that up. You've got a family of tight ends and athletes. What's the competitive nature like in that group?
Oh, to be honest, it's not really much competition like with each other. I mean, we're just motivating each other. I mean, whatever we need to do, I'm motivating my cousin. He's motivating me. Dad's motivating both of us. I mean, it's definitely just family. There's not much competition going on.
What have you learned and picked up from them to help you?
I mean, like, I've learned some little things just growing up with my dad, obviously, just having known the position so well and him just teaching me some little things. And also working out with my cousin, just mostly mental stuff, just like what to expect, how the game changes in college, how fast it is, especially in the SEC. And just really just to what to expect, like just the speed of practices, high level practices you're going to be going against. You're going to be going against DBs, safeties, linebackers, defensive ends are going to be first-round draft picks, especially going to LSU. So just being able to get better every day there, practice is huge.
And then, you know, just what is it going to feel like, you know, being able to play in Tiger Stadium, going back to LSU a little bit? I feel like we left that out. So, you know, one of the craziest places in all of college football.
I can't wait. I was watching yesterday just the loudest moments and Death Valley, and it was just like, it's crazy. Like, I'll think about it, I'm like, dang, I'm really about to go play in like one of the greatest stadiums of all time. Like, that's crazy to think about.
And then, you know, just overall, you know, what are your goals? You mentioned winning a national championship. What do you really want to do and accomplish while you're at LSU?
First and foremost, win a national championship. I want to get that number 18 for the hardest worker. Most definitely. That's one of my goals for sure. Foster Moreau, he had it, and tight end, I had it. I want to try to get that number for sure. And then really just ball out, become an All-American, freshman All-American, all that. And really just try to check every box. My main goal is try to become the first Mackey Award winner there.
Well, with this offense they're running, I mean, you're going to get some opportunities. You see the field and you know, lofty goals, man. Lofty goals. You've got to be completely locked in to do that, and you're one of those, you know, prospects and people that comes off that way. Where does that, you know, come from? Where does that mindset come from?
That comes from my just family. That comes from my dad, honestly. Just the way how hard he works. He's always telling me that, like, I mean, you can be the most athletic player in the world if you don't have that mental toughness. You don't have that just toughness, period. I mean, you're not going to make it anywhere. You got to have that mental toughness to where I'm going to do this, I'm going to get my mindset for this, and I'm going to do it, I'm going to complete it. And that's really, it comes from my mom and my dad, really just them preaching that since I was little.
And just kind of wrapping up here, I mean, tell us about yourself off the field. What do you, and away from football, what do you like to do? Do you have any, you watching any Netflix this summer? What's kind of been what you've been up to?
Yeah, really just working out, hanging with friends, hanging with family. Have been watching that, wait for that Stranger Things come back out, honestly.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorites. So waiting for that to come back out, watching that. I mean, doing a little bit of everything, just having fun.
Okay, man. Well, look, we appreciate you coming on the podcast with us, talking just about everything. We feel like we're going to have you back on as your senior year gets going and you get down to LSU again, I'm sure, for another visit, and we'll be watching.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thanks so much for doing this, Mac, and we appreciate your time.
For sure. Thank you.
And thank you guys for listening to this edition of the Bengal Tiger podcast. That was LSU tight end commit Mac Markway. We'll be back later on with another edition of the podcast. So stay tuned to our podcast pages, wherever you catch your podcasts at, and we'll have that for you. So appreciate everyone listening, and we'll catch you next time.